Okay. Here we are. Let's start it.
This is an audio program for the Bainbridge Buzz. I'm Anne Boucher, and my guest today is Ron Milton, the artistic director of the upcoming show, The Music Man. So, Ron, how did you decide on The Music Man?
Oh, we looked at lots of different musicals, and we were actually going to do South Pacific, but we realized that it ended with just a kind of two kids sitting quietly having breakfast, and I wanted something a little more than that. And it didn't have space to incorporate and use a lot of kids in the show, because you can't have little soldiers and you can't have little nurses. So we decided we'd change. Excuse me, and do The Music Man, because it involved a lot more people.
Have you done The Music Man before?
No, this is my first time.
Great. What is the difference between The Music Man and Pirates?
Well, Pirates is a much more classical piece. The music in Pirates is very, very quick. In this show, the music is quick in a few places, with La Pica Little Ladies and some of Harold's patter songs are very fast. But in the Gilbert and Sullivan show, the music was all fast, it seemed like. And perhaps the music in Pirates was a little grander, but Music Man, it's so American and has so much to do with our history and the way we settled the country, and it has a lot to do with core values of a small town. We're in a small town. It's set in a small town, and it was the last great American musical of its kind. The same year that Music Man came out, Hair came out and changed the face of musicals forever.
Wow. What are the special challenges of The Music Man?
A large cast. There's 18 scenes, and it's lots of location changes. First you're in a library, and then you're out of a library, and then you're in the park, and then you're in the town meeting hall, then you're in the gymnasium. So the sets are much more extensive than in a show like Pirates, where it basically takes place in two locations and no sets coming in or anything.
Right. How many hours of rehearsal did it take, and how many sessions?
Oh, gee, we've been rehearsing for about three and a half months, three times a week. We do the math on that. That's a lot of rehearsals, a lot of hours, and that's just the hours in rehearsing. That's not my prep time, because I went over the show for two or three months before rehearsals started, over and over and over the shows. So I got so familiar with it that I could work on individual scenes, and I knew what I wanted to do with the characters. And if you're going to direct something, you have to know the show inside and out, and then let the people surprise you, because every actor brings something new to the game. And when they do, you incorporate that into your vision for the show.
Right. What do you like best about this production?
The sense of camaraderie with the